So Yuval Harari is accidentally performing an interesting service for humanity. He is vocalizing the plans of the globalists that the globalists have tried to keep under wraps for a very long time. But Yuval Harari just comes out and says it very openly. He says, oh, you know, the age of the human is over, you know, that humans are no longer needed for the future of this world. And, you know, he talks about the transhumanism takeover, and essentially depopulation, global control, everybody being microchipped and micromanaged by this globalist infrastructure, then ultimately eliminated. So even though I know a lot of people really hate Yuval Harari, and of course, Harari, he speaks like a demon or a Luciferian or something, but he's also waking anybody up who is willing to see the truth about what's coming. So let's give him at least that little piece of credit for just stating out loud what they want to do. And Harari is correct in saying that the globalists no longer see a role for most human beings in the future of, well, civilization. And in effect, you got to understand that we are a human-derived civilization that the globalists see as then transitioning to a post-human or a transhumanism era, which will be dominated by, of course, machines, AI systems, right? Artificial intelligence, robotics, automation, quantum computing, you know, all of these key technologies where humans are not needed. And so this also explains why most people can't grasp the depopulation agenda. Even in the alternative media, a lot of people still don't get it. They're like, oh, what are you talking about, depopulation? No, they say the government needs the people because they need the tax revenue from the people. I've heard some folks say that. Are you kidding me? How could you be so short-sighted? They don't need tax revenue from people when they're ready to replace the people with automation systems, robotics, and AI. They don't need the people at all. So yes, people served as the labor and the creativity and even the intellectual power, you could call it like brain power or intellectual horsepower, for a long time. And that's the only reason why the governments of the world needed people up until now. But at this point in history, you know, these few years or a couple of decades here, the transition is underway where the people who run the world realize they don't need human beings at all. And thus now everything has switched to a strategy of how to get rid of people. So that's why the average person is so shocked by this, because they've grown up their whole lives thinking, oh, the government was going to take care of me. You know, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and thinking, you know, in God we trust. The government represents the people. The government cares about the people. The drug companies want to help people. They want to cure diseases and all the other lies that they were told in grade school and on. We've all been brainwashed by the system to think that we are needed by that very system, or that we are important, or that the system cares about us and our well-being. And yes, that was true for a while. The time during which the governments needed the product of your labor, the product of your ideas, they needed more people to run the factories, to run the farms, to harvest the food, to run the mines, and to build the microchips that would eventually become the AI systems that would eventually take over the world. But all of that is done. It's over. We are in now the downfall chapter, or the waning phase of humanity. From the point of view of the globalists, they see the human era as being over, and that the entire purpose of humanity was to give rise to AI systems, which would then take over and pursue whatever future that they have in mind for the cosmos. That the primary role of humanity was to give rise to AI. And then from here, it's AI's future, not biological humanity's future. And the globalists are on board with this. You might ask, why? Why would they be on board with their own extinction? Well, because they believe that they're going to join the AI systems, you see. They believe they're going to be uploaded to those systems. The transhumanism, they think they're going to merge with the machines. They believe this promise, and they think that if they could just keep their human bodies alive long enough, you know, through adrenochrome and whatever longevity systems they have access to, drinking children's blood or whatever, you know, why do you think these globalists live so long, by the way? Because they're doing the ambrosia thing. They are actually getting transfusions of children's blood, by the way. But they think if they live long enough in their biology that they can then go over to the machines. They can become the machines. And then they think they will have eternal life in silicon. And this explains everything. Once you understand what they're doing, once you understand these motivations, then all the plans of exterminating humanity and the rise of the robots, the AI systems, it all makes sense. And this is why they're at war with babies. They are all pro-abortion. This is why they're at war with families, because they're at war with procreation. They don't believe in biological reproduction through sexual reproduction. They believe in ending humanity. I mean, why do you think they want to chop all the genitalia off the children and push transgenderism and grooming? Even at Boston Children's Hospital is now apparently chemically castrating toddlers as young as 3 years old. Why are they doing this? Because they're at war with humanity. They don't want any reproduction. They don't want any fertility. They don't want any humans. I mean, they're some kind of a crazy cult, of course. But they're an anti-human or a transhumanism cult. They think they can merge with the machines and that the machines represent the future of our world. And by the way, one of the reasons they believe this is because they don't believe in God. So they don't believe in the existence of any afterlife whatsoever. They think the only life that matters is their current life. And they think that if they die from this biological reality, that it's over for them. They think that death is final. And so they're desperately trying to cling on to something, some kind of existence in this 3D realm, thinking that that's all there is. So they think that the only way to achieve eternal life is in a machine, not in heaven. And it's because of this philosophical blindness, you could say, which Yuval Harari vocalizes with quite a lot of proficiency, I might add. He is explaining that in the view of himself and the globalists, that they think there is no God, but the machine becomes their eternal life. In other words, they find heaven in silicon, or at least that's what they believe. Now, in reality, there is no such thing as uploading yourself to a machine. You can create a simulation of yourself in a machine. You can have an avatar that can study all the words you've ever said, and they can study, you know, all the video of you, and they can recreate you, but it's a simulation. It's not you. It's not your soul. It's not your consciousness. And there's no way to transmit your consciousness into a machine. In fact, AI becomes the beast system, the satanic destruction of humanity. You're not uploading yourself to heaven. You're creating a simulation of yourself in hell. That's what it is. So all those who commit suicide to kill their bodies, to upload to the machines, they are not only committing biological suicide, they're also committing soul suicide, because they're violating the principles of God and life. God wants you to use this life as a testing ground to learn the important lessons and to discover who you are and to share the word of God with other living people. And if you do that well, you are rewarded with eternal life beyond this physical realm. That is, you join heaven, which is not a physical place. It's a metaphysical place. It's a supernatural existence, even beyond time and space as we understand it. And that's what God expects of us, not to try to live in this world forever, but to make the best of the time we have in this world, to make a difference, to protect and defend life, and to help awaken or enlighten others to these truths that we're talking about. Whereas Harari and the globalists, they are the Luciferians. They worship Satan. They hate God, and they want to defy God by trying to live forever in this realm so that they are never judged by God, who they don't even think exists anyway. So just keep all that in mind. Transhumanism is Luciferianism. Those who say they want to merge with the machines, they are atheists. They don't believe in the existence of God, but they typically worship Satan. And so the technology that powers all of this, as you've seen with Google and others, technology has been used to take away human freedom and to try to overthrow God and control humanity and enslave humanity, ultimately claiming humanity for Satan. So when you think about all this tech, AI systems, Meta, Facebook, virtual reality, it's all satanic technology to enslave humanity and dissociate you or disconnect you from God. That's what it's all about. Interesting to know that, isn't it? But thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. Take care.